What do MAGA supporters, parents who protest at school boards, and pro-life activists have in common? All of these folks, and others too, are fast becoming enemies of the state in the eyes of their own government. Let's take a look. This is Beyond the Cover with your host, Gary Benoit, and today we have with us William F. Jasper, Senior Editor for the New American Magazine. Bill, welcome once again to the program.
Thank you, Gary. Always a pleasure.
Likewise. Now, Bill, you just wrote an article entitled Enemies of the State. That's a cover story for the February 13 issue of the New American Magazine. But the enemies of the state you're talking about has nothing to do with Antifa, nothing to do with subversives who are trying to overthrow the United States of America from the inside. But it has to do with, ordinary, everyday Americans, such as parents who protest at school boards or pro-life activists. What's going on? How are these people becoming enemies of the state in the eyes of their own government?
Well, that's the big story, Gary, and it affects all of us. What we are seeing is an inversion of our government, a subversion and inversion of our government, where the police state apparatus, the Justice Department, the FBI, is being directed not against all of those enemies that we would normally expect them to be, which is foreign spies, foreign saboteurs, terrorists, and enemies of influence who have infiltrate our government, or subversives here who are trying to overthrow the government. Going back to the 60s, 70s, where we had the SDS, up to currently the Antifa and BLM, who carried out riots all across the country, arson, burning, billions of dollars of damage, a couple dozen people killed in the process, and very importantly, during many of those riots and demonstrations, they carried big banners saying insurrection, this is war, resistance. So they very clearly were proclaiming their attempts to overthrow the government. And we've done many articles on that. But what today we are seeing is that in the Biden administration, the police state apparatus that has been built up through even during Republican administrations from the Patriot Act and the 9/11 on up to today is now being turned against the citizens, against those who simply voice dissent to this mad rush toward dictatorship, which our government is taking. And so we find ourselves now in the crosshairs and a government which has really named the people as its enemies and is trying to suppress all those who oppose them.
And I'm sure to people who are now following the news on a regular basis, what you're describing, Bill, could sound incredible, if not fantastic. So it would be good to give a few concrete examples. Let's talk about pro-life activism, for example.
Well,
any thoughts regarding what's happening to the pro-life?
Well, yes, and here's where you see the real play out of this, where traditionally those demonstrators, violent demonstrators who are demonstrating in front of the Supreme Court justices' homes, mm-hmm. and we've even had an attempt on one of the justices, attempt on his life, or somebody who is planning that. This has been going on for months. It is against the law. It's written into the statutory law. It is against the law for people to even demonstrate in front of the homes of federal judges. This has been ongoing. The Justice Department does nothing. However, a Planned Parenthood activist accuses Mark Houck of pushing him. And so they make a federal case out of it, even though the Philadelphia, this is in Pennsylvania, the Philadelphia DA said there wasn't a case there, dropped it. It was obviously not worth pursuing. The federal government came in and sent SWAT teams to go and take him from his home in front of his wife and children, terrorizing them, guns and the full military regalia. And that has happened all across the country now.
Right. Now, his particular crime, if you get down to the essence of it, was praying in front of a Planned Parenthood facility in the hope that women who were going to have their babies killed would change their minds.
Yes, and he'd been doing this for years. He's a peaceful man, has 7 or 8 kids, a devout Christian, and he's not burning down cities. He's not attacking the police. He's not burning police cars or overturning them, as we saw all across the country, where those demonstrators were not prosecuted. So really, there is a two-tier justice system where those who are politically aligned with the deep state party in power, the Democratic Party, are given a free pass, get out of jail free, where those who are simply expressing free speech, and the right to pray and the right to dissent are being prosecuted. We see this with regard to many of those that are being called insurrectionists in the January 6th demonstration against the elections in 2020. So on January 6th, 2021, we all know there was a riot of sorts at the Capitol. It was nothing compared to the riots that took place all across our country. There were criminal acts of vandalism done. Those should be prosecuted. But the only, as we pointed out over and over again, the only shots fired was one shot fired by the Capitol Police. There were no guns there. There's never been in modern times an insurrection without armed insurrectionists. And as we've noted, this is the most heavily armed private citizen country in the world. If these people were going to go there for an insurrection, they would have come armed, and they didn't. And so nevertheless, we've had Merrick Garland's DOJ and the FBI raining down on homes and businesses all across the country. In most of these cases, in conspicuously public displays meant to terrorize people, to terrorize everyone else into submission, because nobody wants to have their home raided and be dragged off in shackles and financially destroyed, reputationally destroyed, and maybe even imprisoned, as some of these people are facing. And the Justice Department says now they're still not interested in going after those who are breaking the law outside of the Supreme Court justices' homes. They're still not interested in going after the rioters who ravaged our country. They say they're going to double down and go after another 1,000 January 6th demonstrators. So
okay, you say another 1,000 because roughly 1,000 have already been arrested.
Correct. So 960 some. So we've covered a lot of those specific cases of those who had been arrested, and many of them clearly had been there just simply to attend the rally and to express their support for Donald Trump, to express their outrage over fraudulent elections, and have no past history of any kind of criminal activity.
Is it fair to say, Bill, that the deep state is weaponizing the federal government against its own citizens?
Well, very definitely. And that's the point we make in the article, that this is a weaponization of the law enforcement capabilities, a weaponization not of the law, because in many cases the federal government is exceeding or violating the law. And they are, for instance, probably the most dire situation now in our country is the millions of illegals, illegal migrants, excuse me, who are flowing across our border unimpeded. And our Department of Homeland Security, under Mayorkas, has constantly said, oh, yes, we are controlling the border. We are controlling. They're simply gaslighting us, lying to us right straight in the face, because we can see every day, even though the mainstream media, the fake news media doesn't show it. You can see it on the alternative media. Every day they're coming across, and this is encouraging millions more to come across. We cannot survive. The left always likes to talk about sustainability. This is not sustainable. We cannot have a sustainable freedom, a sustainable constitutional republic, if we simply allow an invasion across our borders. But ignoring that criminally, because they're required by law to protect our borders. It's part of the Constitution and part of our law. And the federal government is not doing that. In fact, they're bringing them in and then shipping them all over the country, giving them benefits in violation of the law. So another big area where this definitely applies is in the whole area of the COVID vaccines, the COVID jabs, and those people who refuse it, who are being kicked out of their jobs, kicked out of the military. And there have been increasing calls for the federal government to prosecute as terrorists those people who commit what they call disinformation or misinformation about COVID, about the jabs, about the mandates, about masks, etc. And so there was a just as one example that comes to mind, Colin P. Clark, who's at a think tank in Washington, D.C., in the L.A. Times had a major op-ed saying precisely that people who spread misinformation about COVID are guilty of terrorism and should be prosecuted as such. So we have this echo chamber in the media, which is tied directly to the deep state, both through organizations like the Council on Foreign Relations, but also many of these so-called experts now have come directly out of the intelligence community on FBI, CIA, NSA. We've seen a steady stream of them after they were booted out by the Trump administration, or some who have retired, from Peter Strzok to Fugliosi to many others who are from the various intelligence agencies who have helped produce this new weaponization, are now in the media promoting it. And you can see them regularly on MSNBC, CNN, CBS.
And of course, it's not just people who are protesting the COVID regime who are under attack, but people who take any stand that is contrary to the opinion cartel. Parents who protest at school boards. Who could imagine that a parent protesting the pornography, the hyper-sexualization that they have in the government schools today, that such a parent could be considered a domestic terrorist?
Well, yeah, so we've had, that was one of the things that backfired on the Biden administration. You might call that the genesis of this was a back and forth between the White House and the National School Boards Association. The National School Boards Association, where a bunch of leftist Democrats were in charge, and they didn't like the fact that there was parental pushback to their critical race theory, their LGBTQ, LMNOP grooming that they were forcing in the school classrooms. And this was boiling over into school board meetings where angry parents were coming and saying, demanding explanations and demanding an end to this. And so the National School Board said, oh, we got to do something about this. They work together with the White House. The White House gets a hold of the Justice Department. The Justice Department issued Merrick Garland, issues a memo to the FBI saying they have to go and investigate these issues of violence against, or threats of violence or harassment against the school boards. So in essence, the FBI was being weaponized against parents who are expressing, who are exercising their rights to freedom of expression and freedom of assembly. And so it's a real attack on the Constitution and on American liberty. Americans can and should be contacting their congressmen. Right now, we have a new congressional committee set up under the new leadership in the House to investigate the intelligence agencies. That would include the FBI. But we see in the case of Merrick Garland and the Biden administration backtracking after there was public outrage over this, that public response is important. And so they can and should keep themselves informed, and they should be contacting their congressmen, their senators, and their local school officials, their local representatives.
Thank you, Bill. And for our viewers, we encourage everyone to read your article, Enemies of the State, in the February 13 issue of the New American Magazine. And we'll include a link to that article in the description to this video.
You remember when everyone bought all the toilet paper? And they wanted me to wear these things? And someone invested a lot of money into this stuff. There's just too much baloney out there. At the New American, they cut through the baloney and give me the truth.
Being informed is important, but being informed with the truth is essential. Visit thenewamerican.com for news you can trust.